Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 230 of Millennial Movie Talk. I am here, and my name is Alex, and this is I. And I'm joined...
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Alex. And I'm joined by Michael.
Hello.
Say hello to everyone, Michael. There you go. Bit premature, but he got there. Too early.
Well, you jumped in.
And Brayden, say hello to everyone, Brayden.
Hello, everybody.
And we've got Christian. Christian, why don't you give everyone a big hello?
Howdy ho.
Whoa, that was big. I'm sure our audience with their headphones on are going to hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
That is generally how people listen to things.
You'd be surprised, Brayden.
You'd be surprised.
Do you
cup
guys,
in the shower?
Incredibly, incredibly random thing to ask. What is your guys' like preferred way of listening to something? Like, do you
blast it out of
laptop speakers, big headphones?
Do you have a big speaker you like? What are we talking about?
Because speakers.
There's so many. It depends where I am. It depends what I'm listening to. Give me a narrow it down. Give me some context.
All right. You want to listen to something, but you don't want to bother everyone else. Are you rocking earphones? Are you rocking headphones? What are you?
Yeah, I'm rocking. I'm probably just watching on my computer. Or if I'm on my phone, I'll just close the door. I know it's hard. If I'm watching something on my phone, I never have headphones.
Yeah.
That's unless
it's like you're not committing. You feel like you're not committing to something because it's on your phone.
Yeah.
So you could close it and leave it at any second.
Really, it's just if I'm like at work or something, AirPods are normally in. If I'm on my computer, headphones are normally in.
If I'm at work, I've got headphones in.
Yeah, if I'm on my bed, anything it's just but work. Phone speaker.
Yeah.
I can't sit in bed with AirPods.
Look at my heart.
That is very fair.
Yeah. So, yeah. Look, that was a very fun question to start the show, Brayden.
You know what? We had the Spotify Wrapped and all that shit, and it was like, here's the
oh
stats.
Oh, my God. Did you love seeing what everyone did for Spotify Wrapped every year when everyone posts it on their story? I don't see it enough. I reckon more people should post about it.
You reckon?
I don't think it gets enough attention. I think they should double down and post everything on Spotify. I think Spotify Wrapped should just post it on their behalf to their Instagram.
An endless.
I think that
an endless story of everybody's.
I think there should be a feature where when you go to watch your Spotify rap, it turns your front camera on and it broadcasts a stream to see your live reaction of your Spotify rap to everyone. And I want that. And I think there's a market in that.
That would actually be more entertaining, though.
Like, wouldn't it be funny just to see everyone be like, oh, what?
Oh, God, no.
Because, like, I have a feeling that people just go, oh, my God, yeah, Billie Eilish, top 001.24%, whatever the fuck it is. And then secretly they're just like, fuck, I'm lame. But, like, they got to play it up to the world.
Yeah, you take the one thing that you want people to see and you share that.
That's my gripe. Because
this is also coming from someone who doesn't use social media. So
the people posting their Spotify to their Instagram stories have the most generic radio ass fucking lists ever.
It's all Tyler the Creator.
Taylor Swift. Harry Styles.
Tyler the Creator is a big one.
If you got something interesting, maybe you want to show that around, right? But it's not the people with interesting ones.
My most listened to artist was the guy that composed the Babylon soundtrack. All right.
Hell yeah.
Wonderful.
That was me.
That's niche. That's great.
Look, Mozart made my top five.
Beautiful.
Not bragging here, but, you know, someone's got to bring some class.
Do you just play that as you're playing, like, Hearts of Iron and just demolishing?
Yes, that's exactly why it's in my top five.
God damn it.
Look, the movie Amadeus has done wonderful things to my life.
When I used to go walking last summer, I used to just play the Babylon soundtrack. It'd get me through walks.
Yeah, because that's a bop. Like, Chris, like, what's it like being a 50-year-old man?
Do you mean like 250-year-old man?
You missed a few centuries on that one.
Yeah, true. Yeah, the 200 was silent.
It's great. I love it.
It's fair enough, honestly.
I love listening to menacing violins. That's how I describe it.
I mean, it's very funny to have people. I feel like this light's flickering. It's pissing me off. it's very funny to watch all these people post a Spotify Wrapped, and it's just like,
it's the same five people.
Five people. It's Harry Styles, Taylor Swift, Tyler the Creator, Drake.
Yep.
And Post Malone. I don't know. Something like that.
You're not. Yeah.
You pretty much hit a nail on the head.
Yeah. I'm Billie Eilish, I guess. Come on. Everyone
listen to so many podcasts. Oh my
God. That's the thing, is that they need to do better at the podcast statistics, because I don't really give a fuck.
They shunt it off to one little panel and that's it.
Well, here's the thing. Also, a couple of things really fucked with me this year. One, my car aux broke, so I just stopped listening to music, and I spent the better half of the year listening to talkback radio.
I would rather die. I think I would crash my car.
It is really bad. It is, man, I have to listen to people. You know what the worst part about talkback radio is? It's the fucking host pretending to care about when Sally from Mildura calls in to tell her about her morning. I'm just dropping the kids at school. And then the host be like, oh my God, you are. Like, oh my God, and you're killing it, aren't you? Like, stuff like that. And I'm just like,
no way. You and every other parent. It's just
like, they're just like, oh, because you're a super mom, aren't you? And just like, and I'm just like, I'm like, you guys suck. There's maybe. I don't know. I don't think Nova's got any good artists at the moment. And my biggest gripe with Nova, this is extremely Australian, sorry.
Let's get it. Let's get into it. I want this.
Pisses me off about Nova. We all know Ricky Lee, Australian artist Ricky Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Lee.
All right. You guys don't listen to the radio, right?
God, no.
All right. You know Ricky Lee released two songs this year?
Nope.
What?
No, I did. Here's not, the thing. Alex.
Ricky Lee released two songs this year, and the only radio station that played it was Nova. Now, guys, if I was to tell you that, you were to guess which radio station Ricky Lee was a host on, which one would you think?
I would probably assume Nova.
Yes, and they play her song over and over and over again, and no other radio station or anyone else is playing this song. Would you like to know why? The song sucks.
It sucks. Yeah,
it sucks. And because she works on Nova, they play it and they play it and they play it.
Do you think she took a pay cut just so they'd play the song more?
I don't know. It was at one point where I saw they're probably like, I don't know, middle-aged mums hear Ricky Lee's a host of Nova, and they probably would listen to it. Yeah. They're probably getting their money from those. But the song, first of all, the song sucked, and I'm pretty sure I saw an ad where. She hosts the show, is how much I listen to, because they're on at 4 o'clock when I'm driving home from work. She's on with two other guys. I don't know who the fuck either one of them are, but she's on with them, and they were on an ad for an Amazon Alexa. Like, they're just like, oh, like Nova's partnering with Amazon, shit like that.
Yeah.
And in it, she was just like, oh, Nova, play music. And then they start playing her song. And I'm just like,
Oh, that's cringe.
And she goes, oh my God, it's my song. And I'm just like,
is it?
You don't
what
say.
A surprise. Yeah.
So basically,
really cringy.
Unexpected talkback radio. Advertisement.
There's only one good thing about talkback radio, and that's competitions to win free shit.
Yeah.
Because they dial up.
No, I don't. But I wish I did, because some of the stuff they give away some cool shit.
Mm.
If there's ever any event that you don't get a ticket to, listen to the radio, because they give out a shit ton of tickets to these events. Yeah.
Mm. If there was anything that my dad was absolutely proficient in between the years of like 2000 and like 2020, there's a 20-year span where my dad would be constantly winning stuff on Triple M and calling up and winning loads of shit on radio stations.
Now, let me get this straight. Now, I'll be honest. I don't mind Triple M
because you're a dad in his 40s.
Because they're talking about footy. They're actually talking about things.
They talk about
talking about
footy.
Most of the Triple M guys are ex-football players or ex-commentary people. So when they're talking about footy, they have some insight.
Yeah.
I don't care about what some unknown Nova host at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is giving their opinion on the Lizzo situation. and they're saying, oh, yeah, but it's Lizzo. She can't be bad. Like, we can't just assume she's guilty. And I sit there and I go, but you do it for everyone else, and it's now it's someone that you like that's been accused of these things. Now it's okay, and now it's wrong to to jump like solutions. Assume they're bad. Yeah. But if it's other people, that's fine. But you like Lizzo, and Lizzo.
But then you jump over to Triple M, and they're giving you some insight.
Yeah, they're telling me about draft picks
on the bowls and the sports.
They're telling me about footy.
Get your picks in.
So yeah, I don't mind. I started listening to more Triple M just because.
Oh bless.
It's Alex, more, you like football.
It's just more manageable.
Can we all chip in for your Christmas present and just get you an aux cord or something? Like,
no, the aux cord. It's not the aux cord. It's the actual plug in the car.
The jack itself. No, I remember it's going to cost.
The jack's the problem. You can't jack in.
It costs
so he spends all his time jacking off.
It costs $600 to get the equipment because I've got a Holden Series 1, and those aren't. It's not easy to get a new radio system because the aircon, the hazard lights, are all built into the central thing where the radio is.
Yep.
The hub. So it's going to cost $600 to get a hub that has all of that and specifically made for a Holden, and then it's going to cost whatever the guy is to install it because you can't install these easy yourself because you've got to take the glove box off. You're going to take all the inner paneling off the side so you can plug in to the sides of it. I've looked it up. It's not easy. You have to take your whole thing out.
That sucks.
And yeah, but anyway, right, long story short, Australian talkback radio sucks unless you like footy. Then you can listen to Triple M.
That does about sum it up.
Sometimes I enact the old put my phone where the thing that comes down is.
Sun visor.
I was a queen at doing that. Yeah. Oh my God.
So that's what I do. I put it there sometimes if there's something I want to listen to. But that's only if like Hamish and Andy have released a new episode on a Thursday and I'm driving to work and I want to listen to that.
At which point you listen to what is not talkback radio, but basically could just be more talkback radio.
Oh, but it's Hamish and Andy. They're good. And they haven't done the Always Sunny podcast since the actor's strike.
They haven't returned to it yet.
No. And I'm getting worried because a lot of people think they're not going to return to it, and that would be a tragedy.
Mm. Dang. Anyway. That would suck. Well, let's keep the Alex trainer rolling, and then we'll give you a break from there. How about a quick little 5 minutes in the ring? Let's catch up. Let's see what's been happening.
See, Randy signed to SmackDown. CM Punk signed to Raw.
Wow, split.
And that's about everything that's worth mentioning.
Yeah, and what's this Yeet situation? Because I didn't really
Random wrestler, like indie wrestler, trademarked Yeet, like had it trademarked previously, Yeet. Yeah. And WWE have just branded Jey Uso's whole line and shit around the fact, around the word Yeet. And then for 2 days, it looked like they could not use Yeet at all. They actually took off all the merch off the store. They started blurring it from any promos previously. He wasn't wearing Yeet shirts. And then like yesterday came out that Yeet's back. Like they must have just bought the trademark off the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the WWE. Like,
oh, they would have thrown him a lot of fucking money.
They would
have
just been like, hey, do you want $5 million right now?
Yeah, because we'll make that back in an hour selling.
Yeah. Especially just on sales of the shirt, especially them making a big deal about it. Jeez.
So, yeah, it's funny. Jey Uso said, I got Yeet back this morning when he started off Monday Night Raw. And he goes, I'm happy about that. I got Yeet back. That was fun. But anyway, yeah, that's the only main thing happening. We're in the 2 month break that happens in the holidays. There's no massive pay-per-view, so it's kind of just a bunch of filler for a while until like 2 weeks before Royal Rumble.
Yeah. What's the next big thing?
Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble, yeah.
28th of January.
Okay. Not too bad.
Yeah, we got time. We got a big break.
Got some time to simmer.
There's Royal Rumble, 4 weeks later, Elimination Chamber, a month and a bit later, WrestleMania.
How excited are you? It's coming up really quickly.
Yeah, I'm getting excited, waiting for my orders to come so that I've got a decent shirt to wear to Elimination Chamber. I do want a Yeet shirt now they're back on the store. Mm-hmm. I nearly bought one when they announced that they couldn't do it anymore, but they're still on the store. I was like, I'm going to buy one just because these might be expensive, but they went off before I could really do anything.
Dang.
Before I made up my mind, and then now they're back anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Very nice.
That's my, I'm Alex, and that's my story.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can take a powwow. I want to check in with sleepy train friend over here, Christian.
Whoa, waking up.
Hello. We talked about wrestling for a minute, and we Chris did. Is gone.
I made it short for Chris this week.
I want to check you. In with Chris you. Because you wanted to talk more about this show that you've been very much enjoying, apparently.
Oh, I finished enjoying it.
Oh, you're done. It's over. You don't like it anymore.
And now he's enjoying the memory of it.
They've finished it. They've done two seasons.
It's done.
Right?
Oh, they're not doing any more seasons.
They're not. Look, if you watch season two, you'd understand. There's a bit of a looping aspect to it. You could go watch season one again after you see season Ooh. Two. And then just never end. Watch through them both.
Okay.
This,
I mean, I guess that's one way to end something.
Is this by fucking not show. It. So I don't think I revealed much. Like this show's all about humans getting uploaded to the cloud. Okay.
Yes.
That's what we're about. It's about they call it UI, which doesn't mean unit user interface, as it commonly does. To. It means uploaded intelligence. All right.
Okay.
Interesting. And the idea of the show is that humans are just starting to delve into this zone. All right.
Pretty fresh.
And where we basically, season one, where we finish up in season one is that the inventors of this UI start to have kind of conflicts with other people that are getting into it. And a UI that has kind of been imprisoned, right, in the cloud, you know, he didn't want to upload, he's forced to upload.
Mm.
He decides to give the technology to basically every security agency in the world. So he gives the technology to, what do we got? We got the CIA. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? We got China's one. China's one, which is called something cool. Come on, give me some. You guys know some, surely. MI6? That's
yeah.
the English one.
Yeah.
All right. There's an Israeli one mentioned. Free Palestine.
Thank you.
There's a Chinese one. There's a Russian one. There's a few. And then, because his idea is he gives this technology to all the security agencies of the world, because then they have to use it because national security is involved.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, they're all uploading their own agents and they're flooding the internet with uploaded intelligence that, like, you know, can think at hundreds of times the speed of humans.
Hmm.
And a kind of cyber war starts where countries are using each other's drones to assassinate people in their own countries. And the end of season one, the UN, the people turn off the internet because it's run so out of control within like the space of a week, and every weapon system on Earth is being used against themselves, and the internet is turned off.
That's a pretty wild ending to a season one.
Isn't it just? So season two begins a few months into this world where the internet's completely been turned off. And we've got like a martial law situation. Half the people on Earth are protesting, turn it back on. Half the people on Earth are protesting, like, no, keep it off. Like, let's go back to old timey. Like, this half the people are Amish. They're like, no, this is better. Like, you know, people are actually going to the shops again.
I mean, yeah.
And yeah, this is where we find ourselves at the start of season two. Now, what if I were to tell you that to the end of season two, we go even more bonkers. The okay. scale of this season two, all right, is the most insane, like, 2001 Space Odyssey, like, craziest shit ever. Like, my jaw was on the ground by the time we get to the last episode of season two.
Damn.
Oh, like, I cannot recommend it enough.
For a show where the premise is so deeply rooted in its, like, sci-fi technology interconnectedness.
Yeah.
For it to pull the rug out from under itself and then continue going, that's very interesting.
It is, isn't it? Because obviously we got a lot of characters which haven't uploaded, which are humans.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some of them have got a hard drive or two that have those UIs persisting, but not connected to any network.
Browsing history.
Yes, because of course, when the internet was getting turned off, basically all the UIs, because they're like, you know, they think at thousands of times our speed, they all rush themselves onto hard drives and stuff to survive. Smart. And wait till it gets turned back on.
God damn.
Oh, this shows something, guys. This shows something.
That is wild. It does look cool, and it does sound very cool. And hearing that, like, mid-show twist is, like, very compelling, that makes you want to check it out. So it's interesting, like, that they would save that for, like, the end of a season.
Now, without ruining season one, like, that's the bigger picture, but there's a lot of character stuff going on. You know, there's a lot of moments, there's a lot of twists, there's a lot of turns. But there's a big company which kind of forcefully uploads someone. And they're the one that's like, I'm going to wage war on humanity, because they were kind of forced into it. And they're the one that start the global kind of crisis by purposely giving the technology out.
Yeah.
But then what they've done, because the agencies kind of choose their own agents to upload, we have a few kind of righteous nationalistic UIs. Like the American one, for example, is actually an astronaut that was going to go to Mars. But she couldn't go to Mars. But what they could offer her was to go to the cyberverse.
Goddamn.
And she is out there, like, she's out there. She still wants to save America.
She's jacked into the mainframe and she's ready to rock and roll.
Exactly. But then we also have the UIs that are still mad at all humanity because they still want to be humans.
Yeah.
So I'll say that the weakest part of the show is probably when the UIs are fighting, because they show this in the cyberverse and they're kind of having like a fist fight, but little kind of dialogue boxes and hacking stuff is coming up while they're fist fighting. It's kind of awesome, but then it kind of gets old.
Okay. That seems like it would be really fun for one scene.
Imagine two superheroes fighting in like a cityscape, but you know that this is online.
And there's text prompts.
Yeah, when one of them kind of punches the other one and the other one blocks it, all these little text prompts comes up as if, like, it's visualizing the actual kind of text-based cyber attack that's
like
going on.
Like the code and every... Oh, wow, okay.
Again, kind of cool, kind of not cool.
Yeah, it's like you could have done a lot more with... You chose the sort of least interesting way to visualize that.
Yeah.
Especially in a cartoon. Like, you can really get super creative with that.
But so, in saying that, you know, some of the coolest parts are the humans. There's really good character. Maddie is a really good character. Caspian from Narnia.
Yeah, Prince. Not really.
Prince Caspian. There's a lot of good characters. And very well acted. It's a very famous cast. Mentioned when I talked about season one.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, without ruining it, yeah, I can't say any more. I can't recommend it enough.
Damn.
Get out there. Give it a go.
I imagine people are probably going to be very interested in it after that. So whichever streaming service it's on, they should pay you for an ad well read.
Thank you.
Or that Jeff Bezos money, Chris.
Oh, is this from Jeffy B, that one?
This may be a Jeffy.
That's a Jeffy production.
It's a primey.
I think we call him Hefe.
Hefe. Bless. Well, I would love to talk about a show which is entering a new era and has finally landed back on its feet, at least in my opinion and the people who I talk to's opinion, because there's a lot of people on the internet who are like, oh, it's woke now. It's like, what the fuck were you watching for the last 50 years?
Yeah.
60, I should say. Doctor Who. It's over on BBC and Disney Plus worldwide now, which is great. It's also hilarious because it's like one of the queerest things that Disney have on Disney Plus now, which is hilarious. But yeah, it's been really good. So we just got our third and final special of this like trilogy of specials, with David Tennant returning and playing the 14th Doctor, and Catherine Tate returning as Donna Noble, as his companion. We got three specials with them, and first one, great, super fun, really great way to get people back on board with Doctor Who, get people on board with Doctor Who for the first time. It was wacky and silly and like paid homage to classic old school Doctor Who and like really deep cut Doctor Who shit with like an old like comic from the magazine and shit. They really play around with a lot of that and they have a lot of fun. It's really great. Second episode gets real existential sci-fi thriller and like body horror in like a very like wacky, silly way, but in a way which still makes you very uncomfortable. And you just get to watch David Tennant and Catherine Tate act against each other the whole episode. And it's brilliant. And then this third one, we get Neil Patrick Harris coming in as the antagonist of this one, the Toy Maker, returning a character from the original Doctor Who run 60 years ago. But now played by Neil Patrick Harris, NPH. And he is a delight. Every single scene he is in is brilliant. He is very just fun and wacky, but then he will just twist and turn into the like scary person that you're meant to be afraid of. He's great. It's excellent casting. He's brilliant. And watching him act against David Tennant, truly, truly fantastic. Absolutely great. Not to spoil it for people, but the passing of the torch, the regeneration from 14th to 15th is not what you expect and is very, very fun. And I'm very interested to see where the show goes from here, because introducing Shuti Gatwa, Shuti is brilliant already. Very much enjoying his performance. He spends his entire time on screen in this special in a shirt and his underpants. That's it. Which in the context of the show makes a bit more sense. But he is a blast to watch. He's very fun as the Doctor already. And I can't wait to see him sort of introduce us a bit more to his version of the Doctor in the Christmas special, which we got a trailer for, which looks completely bonkers with like an airship full of goblins. Yep. One other thing to mention as well with Doctor Who recently is their commitment to practical effects has been such a joy to watch, because they consistently have had excellent practical effects across all three of these specials. And it's so nice because they could so easily just lean all entirely on CG. And they've been putting up these really good behind-the-scenes little featurettes over on their YouTube channel from the behind-the-scenes of each special. And they've been great to watch as well, because you just get all these little, like, behind the scenes set interviews and like peeks behind the curtain as to how the production of each special went and everything. It's really, really cool. I really enjoy that stuff. And it's a good time to get into Doctor Who. It's a good time to get back into Doctor Who. I watched them with Michaela, and Michaela wasn't really gonna like get back into Doctor Who at all. But now after seeing Shuti Gatwa's Doctor Who, it's like, okay, no, we're going to be watching every episode of this as they come out. So very excited for that. You should definitely check it out, Chris. Very fun.
Oh, I will be.
Yeah.
Maybe even tonight.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Well, now all three are out and you got Disney, so.
Hey, probably Chris.
I've been lured back into the soul hole.
The soul hole.
Because it's been said before, I'll say it again. Vertical soul is
Medical Hole.
Equal or greater than Breaking Bad.
It depends which one you're watching at a time. At the time. Because you watch Better Call Saul and you go, this is better than Breaking Bad. And then you watch Breaking Bad and you go, oh, this is probably better than Better Call Saul. And then, like, it's a forever loop. It's whatever one you recently just watched or you're currently watching.
Look, they're both amazing. But my argument's always been, you know, you start watching Better Call Saul. These guys have honed their art while making Breaking Bad.
Yeah, they're
and
good.
The subject matter in Breaking Bad probably allows, like, probably pushes it up. You know, it's a bit more on the line. You know,
it's far more interesting. Character. You know, it's more accessible.
Exactly. There's more going on in Breaking Bad, but then you have the you know, the masters of their craft right from the beginning in Better Call Saul. So maybe that brings them to equal levels. But
making good shit in that show.
They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they really now. That show is fucking excellent. That last season's got to be studied. Couple things that I've just realized have happened. We've had nominations for certain awards, and then we had a certain award show happen last week. And we'll get at the award show that happened last week, the Game Awards.
Oh, we're talking about the fucking week. Game Awards?
And then, and I love the Game Awards because every time the Game Awards come around, it really shows the people who only play one game a year and get mad when it doesn't win, because yep. There's a lot of people shitting on Baldur's Gate 3 and being like, and comparing Baldur's Gate 3 gameplay to Spider-Man 2 gameplay and getting really fucking mad that Spider-Man 2 didn't win any game awards.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, man, it's funny. And everyone on Twitter is just like, you guys are all outing yourselves as people who only played Spider-Man 2 this year.
Yeah, I get only playing like one game a year, like, you know, the economy and shit's expensive and whatever, but like,
shut the fuck up.
Like, two games in this economy?
It's pretty clear to see which of those two. Like, I'm a massive Spider-Man fan. I have tattoos. Like, I love Spider-Man so much. Really love Spider-Man 2. It's by no means a perfect game.
No, it's too short. It was way too short.
I agree.
It's too short, and the narrative just very suddenly jumps in scale drastically and is not the sort of fun that you want from a Spider-Man game.
You know,
you want a Spider-Man game to be your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man type stuff.
Yeah,
you don't want it to be alien invasion stuff.
I just felt like, one, it was too short. It only felt a little bit longer than the Miles one.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's a full price game.
Yeah, yep. When you compare it to the first one, the amount and like just the amount of stuff you had to do, like even just 100%, it's like within the world.
I think the gameplay in 2 is better, but the overall game 1 is better in terms of what I got from it.
Yeah, so
I had no problem with story. I quite enjoyed the story, but I do agree.
It's too easy for Platinum too.
Yeah, I agree with Choppy. It was a bit short. I needed more. I like it left me wanting more story.
Yeah,
and
you can platinum that game in 27 hours. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it is a bit wild for a
probably quicker. Giant. You could probably platinum it in 20 hours.
Yeah, but to bring it back to the Game Awards, Marvel Games announced a new thing.
Yeah, Blade.
Oh man, I'm so keen for Blade from Dishonored and Deathloop. Arcane Leon. Oh my God,
didn't love Deathloop. Couldn't get into Deathloop.
I just like the art style. I don't actually care about the game at all. I never played it.
So it looked fun. Jurassic Park, the game.
Oh, but, I forgot about that.
Yeah, survival. Looks like a bit of a survival horror. Jurassic
you're
going
to be all over that.
I missed this.
It was a very good
getting a
trailer.
Roguelike God of War
DLC for free. I haven't played God of War DLC. Ragnarok. I went and played all of God of War 1. For the time God of War Ragnarok came out, and I never played God of War Ragnarok. But I play God of War 1 now.
I did. I played through all of Ragnarok, and when I saw Ragnarok's the thing, I was great. Like, oh, that's like the epilogue thing. I was like, oh, that's neat. That's not something that I'm gonna play. I'm probably just gonna watch
the story. But like that sort of gameplay isn't my thing.
Yeah, I don't really want a roguelite in that style of game. Like, Hades is amazing. They did show a trailer for a game that was like three-player Hades, which was like hyper-violent but really cute. It looked really cool.
What game?
Windblown, I think.
They brought the team behind No Man's Sky brought out a new game.
What was that one?
It's called like See No Light or something like that. I forget what it's called. It's like a fantasy Earth. And it's going to be kind of the same concept with No Man's Sky, where it's just infinite area to explore. Yep. The dev who came up to introduce it seems so fucking nervous. You can tell that they're no man.
Is it There Is No Light? No.
So,
No Man's Sky. What a comeback story. Good for them.
Light No Fire. Light No Fire, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the fucking dev was so... You could clearly tell that the No Man's Sky shit scarred him. And, like, he was really nervous to get up and announce it. And, like, the guy who hosted the Game Awards, like, really trying to push him to talk about it.
Oh.
And he's just like, yeah, I hope this is a game that we can still be servicing in 10 years.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky, famously, it did come back. There's a great internet historian video about the entire story of that comeback. Highly recommend that.
That's like, it's kind of a bit like Cyberpunk, where it had an abysmal launch, but then it really pulled itself together.
It's one of those things where there's just like games that just get so
they hyped, just weren't ready.
And they just like obviously want to hype people up on us. So every time they bring it up, they promise more and more shit.
It's what I'm worried about GTA 6. I know Rockstar are normally good and they won't release it until they know it's fucking solid. But I don't know. No Man's Sky and Cyberpunk.
Leaks a day early.
What did?
Like the trailer when they were leaked.
Yeah. Yeah. But like in terms of bringing the game out, like.
Oh, yeah.
I know then they're not going to release an unfinished product.
Pristine.
Very much we saw that with Cyberpunk, where it just wasn't, the game wasn't. It pretty much wasn't even playable on launch.
No Man's Sky was just, like, not buggy, but it was just not what was promised and stuff. But I think, No Man's Sky is the crowning example of, like, you can pull this back.
Yeah. So
that Light No Fire looks pretty cool.
It does. I do. They shadow dropped the finals.
I've seen you playing this on Steam. I got the notification jumping up a couple of times. What is this thing?
This is a game that I played about 10 hours of during the open beta a few months ago.
Okay.
It is a trio team first-person shooter where you jump in, you got to grab a vault, take it to a cash out, protect the cash out, make sure no one steals it, and then the first team to get as much money wins and makes it through to the next round of the tournament.
Okay.
It's very fast paced.
Capture the flag, where you also have to hold. You have to hold that point, and then like you just whoever does that the most within a
certain
time.
It's free to play. It's free to play. It's you've got a bit of Overwatch in there with some abilities, like
some fun of individual characters.
There's only three builds. There's only three builds. It's
more
light,
like
heavy.
It's more just like there's three separate classes, and you can choose a loadout based on that class.
Yeah, you can choose loadout, and there's a couple of different abilities you can chop and change with them. You can customize your characters. That is the portion of the game that is paid. But it's only for aesthetics, very much like Fortnite, which it's the only kind of VC I like in games where it actually has no impact on the game itself.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's
if
not
you want to look
win.
Cool. Yeah. You've got a heavy light and medium. Your medium's kind of a bit of a support / DPS. Your heavy's just your heavy or tank. And then your light's really just what your... I don't know what to explain.
Light's the obviously like the quickest character. You're meant to like sort of get in behind. Out. You're meant to sort of grab the cash out or like the flag.
You move faster.
The objective
like
person.
So
you have the close range damage and sort of zip around people.
Yeah. So the best thing about this game are the fucking damage, the damage physics. Very much like Battlefield.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you've played Battlefield 3 at all and Battlefield 3 and 4, Battlefield 4, the absolute building destruction of that, like, you just, like, the heavy just uses their RPG and they can bring a whole building down by just destroying
them. Okay, that's cool. I have good fond memories of, like, at the latest Battlefield 4 of, like, Bad Company 2. To Battlefield 4, primo.
And the graphics for it are pretty decent as well.
This is it.
It looks very competent. I like the colors.
Mm. I've had no problem.
Vibrant color.
That I genuinely like have in a world where like we're sort of overrun with battle royales in a and world. Stuff. It's a good change of pace from like COD and stuff and just every other battle royale with good graphics.
Yeah.
And I don't really have a gripe with the gunplay. There's not like a lot of guns to choose from or anything, but it's fun.
That looks fun. And yeah, I see what you mean about it having a bit of that like Overwatch and Battlefield energy.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if we'll see it here, but like you can just like ooh, you pretty much damage anything. Every building you can go through.
Yeah.
You're in a stadium, there's people watching you play.
That's fun. You're
kind of on a TV show. It's kind of like a bit of a TV show.
Yep.
Very
future dystopian.
Yeah, kind of. Michael, are we taking tips, mate, for this gameplay here? Nah, it's maybe the most fun I've had in a game in a long time.
Damn.
So yeah.
That's a good review.
Yeah, their Shadow dropped it. They didn't, you know, everyone suspected it was going to drop at the Game Awards because there's been a bunch of driver updates that came out that listed that it supported the finals. So everyone kind of thought that
it's
they
like,
were.
Okay. They're not going to release drivers for a game that isn't released.
Yeah, so yeah.
Very cool.
Basically came out. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And they've done a good job with it, getting it ready and stuff. Some people are giving it some shit because, just because people suck.
People do suck. That is a very common thing with the internet, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry, I thought. There we go. I was wondering what was happening up in studio mode.
Ah, classic.
But also from the Game Awards, I'm trying to remember what else came out for it.
A Jordan Peele. That's movie related.
Yeah, Jordan Peele came out. Anthony Mackie came out.
Anthony Mackie.
Simu Liu, let's say.
Apparently the Twisted Metal show is okay.
Yeah, I've heard it's good. Samoa Joe's in it. He plays.
Yeah.
He's
the physical body of Sweet Tooth.
Yeah. That's fun.
I never would have suspected that show to get a season 2.
No.
Very random.
Last of Us, of course, won best adaptation.
Very
fucking Mario had a chance. But yeah, they just got all these random celebrities to show up, and it was really weird. Like Simu Liu came up, Matthew McConaughey was there. Timothy Chalamet.
At least they were in games.
Timothy Chalamet just came out and announced Game of the Year.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
At least I thought how they introduced him was really funny.
Yeah, modded controller 360.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Like not even saying his name once. I really like that. It just kind of felt like, why? Like at least with like Matthew McConaughey and Simu Liu was like, okay, you guys are actually like working on games, which is interesting.
Actually, one that
I don't know how Matthew McConaughey is actually involved in that game that he showed. Because, like, we didn't hear his voice or anything. So,
no.
There is something that did pop up is that yet another new release date for Skull and Bone that did get dropped at the Game Awards.
Is anyone going to play that game?
God, no.
Like, it had me hyped for, like, a good few weeks because people at work were talking about it, and that was, like...
Was that back in, like, 2015?
No, it was last year, just before it got delayed again, and then it's everything they were talking about has just gone out one ear and out the other now.
Yeah.
I'll just play a remastered Black Flag when they do that, and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
So pretty much Baldur's Gate 3 and Alan Wake 2 won.
Oh.
Most of the
I wish Alan Wake 2 wasn't so scary so I could actually play it.
I think that won Best Game Direction and Best Narrative. And
the director's in the game.
That's cool. And Baldur's Gate 3 just won Game of the Year and Best Performance, which is funny because the guy that won Best Performance for a character that Chris and I decided to kill so early on into the game.
we didn't
get to see that Best Performance.
That's so funny. Well,
Chris is AFK at the moment, I should say. Chris is AFK. He's got a man over at his house buying a coffee table.
You've seen a man about a coffee.
I do have to say, every time I've opened Facebook, I have seen Chris selling something. Nearly every single time.
Chris did tell me that he was going to, around 7:30, he had to meet a man about a coffee table. So I'm not sure if he's coming back, but he's still on the call. He's just muted.
If not, I'm gonna see if his audio is still there, and hopefully we can hear the conversation.
We can hear the coffee man conversation.
Hear the coffee table man coffee conversation.
So yeah, Battlefield, not Battlefield. Was it Game Awards? Baldur's Gate 3. It won. Yay!
Gotta play Baldur's Gate 3.
I want to play Alan Wake 2. I never played Alan Wake 1.
I'm watching all the story summaries.
I feel like it's just too old of a game to play Alan Wake 1 at the moment.
They did a remaster.
Oh, did they? Okay, I might.
Yeah, they did a remaster that you can check out.
Best ongoing game Alan Wake 2 given to Cyberpunk.
Just watch a story recap. Both Alan Wake and Control.
I've only ever had one issue with... Is Control in the Alan Wake universe?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Mm. They did
DLC for Control that was Alan Wake themed.
Oh, that's cool. Game Awards, in my opinion, they normally get it right.
I would have liked if they actually spent a little bit more time on the awards, but
in terms of getting the awards out and who they give it to, I think they normally get it pretty much right.
Yeah,
there's only one year they gave Game of the Year to the wrong game. And that's 2018 when they gave Game of the Year to God of War instead of Red Dead Redemption 2.
I agree.
That's ridiculous. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Spider-Man's got fucked every year.
Yeah.
Spider-Man does get fucked every year.
Spider-Man came out that year with Red Dead.
Yeah. It came out in this year. It was like 7 awards or something it was nominated for. It came out with 0.
Yeah, it won nothing.
I was not expecting it to win anything.
Zelda beat it for best action. Adventure gameplay.
I can't get into these bloody Zelda games.
They just wanted to give Zelda something to win because it's a Zelda game.
Well, because it wasn't winning Game of the Year.
I think they made a joke. I think on stage someone made a joke where they were like, everyone started Zelda, no one's finished it.
Oh, fucking the Kratos voice actor. Oh, Christopher Judge. COD.
Apparently they were not happy about it.
Oh, no.
That was so funny. Oh, my God. That was so good. He's great.
So what's won previously? Elden Ring won last year and it beat Ragnarok, Horizon, and that. 2021, It Takes Two beat Deathloop, Ratchet and Clank.
That was a pretty wild one.
That was a shit year for games, though. Deathloop. 2022?
2021. That first year out of pure pandemic where, like, things were kind of releasing. But not really.
2022, Last of Us Part 2, beat Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Doom Eternal, Animal Crossing, and Final Fantasy. Ooh.
19.
That's a pretty powerful.
I think I would give that to Ghost of Tsushima.
What year?
I liked Ghost of Tsushima. That was a good game. I got
2020. Sekiro beat Control, Resident Evil 2, Super Smash Ultimate, Death Stranding, and Outer Worlds.
Okay, there wasn't a lot with that year either.
When the hell did... Oh, wait, really? You're going to stop right there before I can
is
go
that the
and...
Is that the Google one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google one stops at 2019. Oh, God, winners. Can I find years? Can I go years in the Etric Game Award website? Sons of bitches, you got me.
18, yeah, got a war.
It beat Red Dead, Spider-Man.
Breath of the Wild.
Oh, I think 16, we have a Christian back.
Overwatch. 15, The Witcher 3, and 14, here we go. Dragon Age.
Chris, come back with money in that 20. Pocket?
I did. Quick update, one coffee table sold.
Yeah, Chris,
$40 in the bank.
I did mention every time I open Facebook, you're selling something new.
Yes, shout out to 2018. Marketplace.
Chris, what's it like to actually get people to buy things on Marketplace? Because I've got so much stuff on there that people don't give a shit about.
Chris, did you sell your guitar?
I've had a scam, a few scams already. A few actual sales, which have been nice.
I saw your post on Reddit.
Yeah, see, Alex is just stalking my Reddit account.
Why are you
apparently
stalking his Reddit account?
Cause Chris,
do you follow just his Reddit account?
Or? Yeah, because Chris is fascinating on Reddit. He asks really interesting questions. I like to see him.
So what did I post on Reddit, Alex? What did I ask about?
What's the username, Chris? That is his.
It was, is it safe to take a bank transfer? Oh, fuck, I just clicked and lost it.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael, you think I'm giving it to someone else that I know in real life so they can also look at every post I've ever made?
And also airing it about straight out on the internet.
But so Chris, you got a lot of, you got a lot of traction on this one. 43 comments.
Yeah, this is on Oz Finance. So
43 comments.
I got, so I'm selling a guitar.
Nice.
And someone messages me saying, hey, I can send payment and my brother will come pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And straight away I'm like, oh, this sounds dodgy. This doesn't sound right. So I wanted to check if
sounds
a bank
like a
transfer.
Yeah. Conversation.
So I wanted to check because the account, the Facebook account that sent it seems legitimate. The friends seem legitimate. So I want to check, like, if someone bank transfers you like $2,000, can that be reversed? Can that, you know, could you be scammed through that? Yeah. And it sounds like no. But the scam is apparently that they try and get you to get your email. It's all about getting your email for some reason. Because the other scam that I've been getting on Gumtree is you get an automated message which says, my father would like to buy this. What's your email?
Wow.
And it's always like, we're already in a chat. Why, I gave you my number.
Yeah.
Like,
actually, yeah, the last one I dealt with on Gumtree recently was, yeah, it was one of those where like it went on for like 10 messages of them trying to get me to send details. And I was like, we're in a chat right now. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the problem with this scam, the person that wants to transfer. Cause I say after the Reddit post is like, yeah, this is classic scam. You know, language.
Yeah.
I say like, hey, it just sounds a little dodgy. Like you don't want to see it first and you're not coming to pick it up. And the guy responded, you know, seemed legitimate. He said, oh, you know, photos are good for me. I'm happy with the price. What's your bank details? So I sent in my number, which is my pay ID.
Yeah.
Which is already on the ad.
Yeah.
Cause my phone number is, you know, so not giving any more details here. Cause you know, I smell a scam. You know, something's awry. And lo and behold, returns with a generic photo which says, like, payment failed, that doesn't even look legitimate in any way.
Oh, boy.
And says, hey, what's your email?
Wow.
And I'm just like, bro.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, but, like, I said this seems dodgy, like, 10 messages ago.
Yeah.
And at the time I said, look, you can transfer my pay ID. No one's picking it up till the money's cleared. Like I was very clear that I wasn't falling for any scams. And they continued to go all this way, paste a fake photo and say, what's your email? And I just said, I just blocked them. So,
yeah. God, but the most frustrating part of that is the amount of time that you wasted on dealing with that shit.
It should have been very clear to them that I wasn't falling for a scam here much earlier on.
How many days ago posted, Chris?
On Reddit?
Yeah.
Maybe last week sometime.
Shit.
No, Michael, don't do that to him.
Chris scrolling through Oz Finance.
Michael's doxing me.
Chris, I only saw it was because you mentioned to me when we were together the other day about a Reddit comment you had about Barry Lyndon and I wanted to see it. So I just had your account. Yeah. I went to go look for it and I saw it.
You found the Barry Lyndon one? Lots of upvotes on that one.
Found the Barry Lyndon one.
Someone said that numbers. Napoleon is as boring as Barry Lyndon, and me and a lot of other Reddit like that suddenly spawned a thread bigger than the normal thread of the like the normal comment thread because so many people were like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
My God.
God. Anyway, so basically, Game Awards should have given it to Red Dead 2 instead of God of War that year.
Yeah.
What else was in contention that year?
Big year that year. It was.
I remember it being.
God of War, Spider-Man, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Monster Hunter World, and Celeste.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So probably gave it to the wrong game.
Goddamn.
Red Dead 2 was great.
I really liked Red Dead 2. I personally preferred God of War Ragnarok, but... Oh, no, God of War, not God of War Ragnarok.
Red Dead 2 is quite fantastic.
I think Red Dead 2 is the best game of the last... I think that was the last... Like, great.
Well, Alex, don't worry, because in 2025, you'll get the GTA next game 6, from that studio.
I'm a bit of a rock star slut, though.
Rock slut.
Look, honestly, I midway through saying that was probably the last great game, I did remember that Elden Ring came out last year. So I was very apprehensive.
You could also ride
that.
A horse in that one.
I could ride a horse in that one. I could also have Chris be a little ghost in, with me running around.
That's it.
It does a bit of cat.
That was my favorite part of Red Dead 2.
Have Chris being a little ghost with you running around?
Yeah. It was nice. A DLC.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to think of me as a ghost, I like to be an old-timey 1800s ghost. maybe a Civil War veteran.
And the
Which
Golden
side,
Globe.
Chris? Which side?
In 100 years, they'll make a brilliant movie of this called Gettysburg.
The Golden Globe.
Jeff Daniels will be in it.
But they'll make 8 other really bad ones.
They will.
The Golden Globes came out.
Remember Jeff Daniels?
The Globes.
The Golden Globe nominations came out, and it made me realize how many movies I haven't seen this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because there's a lot of it shit I haven't seen. So I'm going to have some movies to watch when I can, but basically...
What's on the watch list?
Well, basically the only thing to really know is that Oppenheimer and Barbie are leading the nominations. Barbie's got 3 nominations in Best Song.
Oh,
okay.
Damn.
So there's that.
I assume Dua Lipa's and Billie Eilish's.
And I'm Just Ken.
Oh, and I'm Just Ken, of course.
So they're the 3.
I mean, that's fair.
So, yeah, I think the biggest thing, the funniest thing is Napoleon getting no nominations.
Surprisingly.
Not even acting or anything like that, which is fun. Joaquin Phoenix did get nominated for Best Actor, though, for Bowers Afraid.
nice so of him.
He's still got his nom.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Look, he doesn't care.
Look, movies to watch out for are The Holdovers, May, December, Poor Things, Anatomy of a Fool, Past Lives, Maestro, and Saltburn.
I've heard of one of those, and that was last week when you mentioned it on the show.
Which one?
Past Lives.
Oh, Past Lives, yeah.
I've
seen quite a few people popping up with Saltburn on.
Saltburn's apparently extremely divisive.
What is it?
So That'd be interesting. I want to see Poor Things. Poor Things is the newest film from
the new Paw Patrol movie.
Yeah. Nah, Poor Things, not poor.
Okay.
With Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, Willem Dafoe, from the director of The Favourite and The Lobster. You know, the weird guy, really.
The weird one. Oh, I think I saw a targeted Instagram ad of that. And it was, is she a dead body?
Yeah, it's a bit like a Frankenstein type thing.
I saw a little bit of it, and I was like, "That looks interesting. How come I've never seen anything about that?"
So yeah,
but I think it said it was new. It was like coming out soon or something for us.
So, but we all know that the Golden Globes are just—they don't really mean much in terms of what's happening with the Oscars.
Yeah.
They also do TV, so Succession just got a lot of shit. Awesome. They also added a new fucking category called cinematic.
Was it about the WWE?
No, I wish. It was called cinematic and box office achievement.
Interesting.
Basically,
like a record breaker.
Barbie.
Do you remember the Oscars a couple of years ago tried to do best, most popular movie at the Oscars? They had tried to have a category.
The answer to the Marvel.
Yeah. Do you remember that when they wanted to represent more blockbuster, crowd friendly movies? And everyone shit on them, so they quickly stopped it.
Yeah.
Golden Globes have done it this year, and they went by unnoticed, and we just let it happen.
Wow.
So
well,
basically,
I mean, that is commonly what happens with the Golden Globes.
So cinematic box office achievement, Barbie, Guardians 3, John Wick, Mission Impossible, Oppenheimer, Across the Spider-Verse, the Super Mario Bros. Movie, and Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour.
Give it to Taylor Swift.
Look at that.
Do it, Cal.
I think the one thing everyone's really pissed off about is the animated one. I'm going to read off the animated nominees.
Okay,
so
yep.
The Boy and the Heron, which is the Ghibli one, the newest Ghibli one. Elemental. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Correct.
The Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Yep.
Sus Me. I've never heard of Sus Me. But
Suzume? Suzume?
Yeah, Suzume. And finally, Wish.
Is that out?
Yeah, in America it is. Apparently it's the Wish version of Disney movies.
Ooh, they walked into that.
What didn't get nominated here? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtle Mayhem, and Nimona. Both didn't get nominated, and that's what anyone's really talking about. So if the Oscars are smart, they will
amend that.
Yeah, and apparently a movie about what's it called? Sorry, I'm blanking on it. It's like got very serious themes about it, about like assault and shit. What's assault, but that is not it's not physical. It's like more mental trauma and shit like that. Apparently there's a movie that deals a lot in like mental trauma and that, and it got nominated for Best Picture and Best Musical Comedy.
Oh,
right. Okay. So
that is May December.
No. So
everyone watch out for May December. They couldn't put it in Best Drama, but you bet their ass I don't know. I haven't seen any of these other movies.
Wow.
Yeah, that's funny. I thought that was very funny.
Or maybe that's what they were going for with the comedy thing.
And the only musical to come out, it's not even out yet. I don't know. Apparently they got screeners. Apparently it's good. Steven Spielberg's doing a new movie this year called The Color Purple. It's a musical.
Musical.
This is a remake. This is a remake, Alex.
Oh, is it?
Seen The Color Purple?
No.
With Whoopi Goldberg?
No. The Color Purple. Oh, 1985.
It is a classic piece of literature.
Okay.
Adapted into a film.
This is a famous one, Alex.
I didn't know that.
That's cool. I didn't know they were doing a new one.
So apparently that's one of the only musicals to come out this year, and they didn't nominate it in Best Musical. So,
incredible.
Yeah. That's all I have. That's all I have to say about
Thanks
that.
Once again, Golden Globes. That's all I have You'll to say figure about it out that. One of these years.
They did it. They fucked up again. Oh, well. Bless. You know, that's what happens when you become obsolete.
That's it.
But they nominated a lot of people from Succession. Like, a lot of people. All the Roys, I'm pretty sure, got nominated. Except for which one? Alan Rick, Ferris Bueller's friend.
Alan Rick.
I liked him's character.
Yeah, I did too. He didn't get nominated. Tom got nominated.
Yeah, of course.
Greg didn't.
Everyone loves the McFadden.
Yeah, the three siblings got nominated, and then the Brian Cox got nominated.
Scientist Brian Cox.
So there we go.
That's it. Well, we somehow went from going into this episode being like, yeah, it's probably like a 30-minute short one to a full hour episode. So
the Game Awards.
It's fun when we just chat shit, you know? I enjoy it. I like hanging out with you guys. You guys are good friends.
Go Baldur's Gate 3.
Go Baldur's Gate 3.
I need to play more of
it. Yeah. Yeah, when's the MMT?
Where's the MMT Baldur's Gate campaign started?
When's that going on?
That's very true. I will install it. I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah, I was about to say, have you bought it yet?
No, I still need to buy it.
Buy it.
I'll buy
it's game
it.
Of
I'm
the
in
year.
The mid, I'm in the middle of Disco Elysium. I'm trying to blast through that. So,
Michael, I thought that was a vape.
I also thought that was a vape for a second.
Michael, I thought that was...
I was about to have words.
Yeah, I that threw me for a loop.
Alex is gone.
He's riled up. He's pent up.
He can't even speak. He can't even build a sentence.
That sent me to another world.
I was not prepared. Oh, bless.
Because it was just in the corner.
Yeah, it was just a little hit. Just a cheeky little hit.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Well, that's been episode 230 of MMT Millennium Movie Talk. A movie, Don't WWE, TV, game, chat. It's a fun time. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you can, review us on your podcast of a choice. Follow over there, YouTube.
You stumbled through that. That turned into one word.
Do you want to know why? It's because I was smiling and laughing so much this episode that my cheeks hurt and I can't talk anymore.
It's because Mark is vaping.
Add Michael on Facebook and tell him to stop vaping. And as always,
I'm Alex.
He won't listen to us.
I'm Braden.
And I'm Christian.
And I'm Michael.
And don't vape, kids. Michael, you dirty hoe.